This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's only week two. And for most of the teams, they've still only played one game. What a long, long, long way to go. As Joe Flacco said after the loss to the Ravens, to the Bengals. On Thursday night, this is the NFL. It's a really long season. Or as Bruce Arians would say, it's wide ass open. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad it's almost Friday. I mean, it's our Friday, but I don't want to confuse you. It is our Friday, and we're 3 hours to the weekend. And for the first time in a really long time, I'm not going anywhere over the weekend, except to the grocery store. You should see my grocery list. There's another reason I was eating popcorn for supper, because I have almost nothing else in the house. So I finished the leftover steak. Do you know leftover steak is almost as good as the steak when you first cook it? I finished leftover steak and leftover asparagus for my dinner. And I had nothing else. It was either popcorn or peanut butter and jelly for supper. So since I'd already had toast today, I decided popcorn it is. That's how badly. Yeah, thank you. That's how badly I need to go to the grocery store. So that's what I will be doing on Saturday before college football. Oh, and I think I might need some Zen from yoga. Oof. I am the opposite of Zen right now. I'm telling you what. Normally I laugh when my yoga instructor talks about the meditation and the Zen and I get all kinds of like goofy. But boy, I could use some quiet time for myself right now.
You've had a hell of a busy week.
Yeah, everything. It has been a week. It's the first week of football season, and it changes our schedule. And there's so much to do every time we're in this building, not to mention all the prep that we do at home. But that's no excuse. I just happen to be a bit cranky. I hope that it's not affecting your listening experience. If it is, well, shame on me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe Isaac will play some peppy music the rest of the way. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. What is the game that you are most looking forward to this weekend? You're already killing it with the poll we've put up on Twitter. I haven't even opened Facebook yet because I've been busy doing other stuff. And so I'll get to the Facebook page as well, but you're there After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and you can submit any other game that you like. You don't have to stick with the choices that we put out there. We just start with a few to generate some conversation. And this hour, we'll hear from a bunch of different NFL players as they get ready for week number two. Keeping in mind, for those teams that did not win their season openers, to drop a second game to start a season reduces your chances of making the playoffs historically to 12%. Nerd alert! So for those teams that are 0-1, and there are plenty of them, think about both the Giants and the Cowboys are at 0-1. For those teams that lost in their openers, the New Orleans Saints, they lost to Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, and his band of merry men in the Superdome. I mean, there was, for those of you who picked the Saints on Survivor Island or any of your other Survivor pools, well, then you know what I'm talking about. That was a bit of a surprise. And we're talking about critical mass here if you lose your second game. Not impossible. Right? Not impossible. Generally, it's one team a year that might rally from 0-2. Last year, there were 9 teams that started out 0-2. Only one of them made the postseason, and that was the Saints. And they finished up with double-figure wins. They won the NFC South. So it's not impossible. It's just improbable. And it's infinitely more difficult. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio and the CBS Sports app. We're also on Sirius XM channel 206. And then you can hear us anywhere you go on radio.com. All of our shows, as a matter of fact, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Here's a piece of news that could affect not just your viewing for the weekend, but also the Pittsburgh Steelers in a mighty way. Ben Roethlisberger did not practice Wednesday, which is not something that you would need to react to a whole lot. Mike Tomlin and other head coaches do tend to give their veterans off sometimes in the middle of the week, especially if they're a little banged up. But, you know, a guy who's been around as long as Ben, okay, take the day off. It's understandable. And this is something Mike Tomlin does. But Ben did not practice Thursday either. He did suffer an elbow injury near the end of overtime against the Cleveland Browns. And although nobody's saying anything except for bumps and bruises, to not practice Thursday either, and then here we go into Friday, Roethlisberger would only say, we'll see how I feel, referring to Friday. But Tomlin also has a general rule that if you don't practice on Friday, you don't play in the football game on Sunday. Now, it's clearly not a rule that the Packers use for their quarterback. I don't know if Mike Tomlin will stick to it for his quarterback. But Roethlisberger misses his second straight practice, and the Steelers are now pointing to Josh Dobbs. He was their fourth-round pick in last year's draft. Never taken a regular season snap. But, of course, everyone who's associated with the Steelers would tell you that Dobbs is ready if he needs to go. Now, I would expect that Roethlisberger would be out there, just like I expect Aaron Rodgers to be out there. And by that, I mean their opponents have to game plan for the starting QBs. These guys are really tough. Generally, Roethlisberger is the walking wounded. This is pretty early in the season, but I feel like this is always him. And Rodgers, we know, has played through injuries in the past. Well, we just saw it last week on one leg.
I love Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you, Tom Brady. Most quarterbacks will do whatever they can to be out there. So I wouldn't start planning for Josh Dobbs if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs. But it certainly would change. Well, it would change betting lines, wouldn't it? Oh, my goodness. I wonder if Vegas is scrambling. Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O. Now, that's not a game that we have in our poll of the ones that you're most looking forward to, but it could be. Again, we don't mind if you write in your own votes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'll tell you a game that I'm looking forward to. It's not in our poll, but I'm pretty hyped up to see the New Orleans Saints host the Cleveland Browns. Whatever, yell at me, laugh at the radio if you like. But I think it's only a matter of time. Maybe it's this weekend that the Browns finally get that win that has eluded them since week 15 of the 2016 campaign. That's a lot of teens. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of teens anyway. But it's a lot of teens. Week 15 of the 2016 season. In other words, it's been a long time since they've had a win. And they were oh so close. What did Brian Billick tell us earlier this week? I asked him, what tells you that the Browns have turned the corner? And he said, well, I'll tell you when they have. So he's waiting for them. But I think that's how a lot of people are right now. They're waiting. We're all waiting because this team is certainly more confident. This defense is certainly more competent. Five turnovers against Roethlisberger alone in Cleveland last weekend, and then another turnover as well. James Conner fumbled the football. So the Browns' defense is fast and is willing to go all out.
Go Browns!
Got a lot of young guys with speed and explosiveness, energy, intensity. And then offensively, well, I'm not exactly sure what's happening with Josh Gordon up there or why, but there's some controversy. Tyrod Taylor generally isn't a guy who turns the ball over a lot. Now, he did last weekend, of course. But I'm interested to see what they do as an encore to that oh-so-close-to-getting-a-victory season opener. Had to leave a bad taste that after they tied the game late in the fourth quarter on the Gordon touchdown, his only pass to that point, that then they had five more chances to win the game and had two turnovers and three punts. Well, a turnover, a missed field goal, three punts, sorry. I considered the missed field goal a turnover. And so that had to be frustrating because they had come all the way back. They're at home. It's their arch rival. It's their opportunity. It's right there for the taking. And they played well. Well enough to win. And so this is a game that I'm really interested in. It, not just from the Cleveland Browns perspective, but also from the perspective of the New Orleans Saints. Now, they put up 40 points last week. In case you're wondering, Drew Brees had 400-something yards. He was fantasy quarterback number one. Again, that's fantasy, not real, but this is Drew Brees. And Alvin Kamara started out with a big game. It just so happened that their defense did not carry its end of the bargain. And so now, second home game in a row for the Saints in the Superdome, they cannot afford to lose back-to-back home games. But they also can't afford to get down 0-2, right? I mean, what are the chances that the Saints go 0-2 in back-to-back seasons and make the playoffs again, win the division title again? I mean, that's making things far more difficult for yourself than they need to be. And so this is also just shy of a must-win for New Orleans and Drew Brees.
When you only play them once every 4 years, you know, a lot of things change. You know, it's new staff, a lot of new players and that kind of thing. But listen, bottom line is they're extremely talented. Really on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. But as I sit there and look at their defense, got a lot of really talented players. Obviously, Greg Williams has a good scheme. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
I would agree with that. I mean, it may not be a pretty brand of football that Cleveland plays, but it doesn't need to be. Sometimes teams gritty-gutty make the game ugly, and it actually throws their opponent out of rhythm. Now, there was plenty of offensive rhythm for both teams inside the Dome last week, but the Saints couldn't stop anybody, as, you know, a thousand of us could attest to in the Survivor pool. Oh, wait, only 400 of us actually picked the Saints. 400 out of 1,500 of us picked the Saints in the Survivor pool. Oops. I mean, misery does love company, so at least we're not alone. All right, let's take some calls. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Willie says Pittsburgh versus Kansas City is the one he's most looking forward to. But I wonder if that's with or without Ben Roethlisberger. Ryan wants my opinion on the Falcons this season. I've spent a lot of time on the Falcons. I'm sorry that you've missed it, Ryan. I'll attempt to do some on the Falcons-Panthers game coming up. But I have talked a lot about the Falcons, partly because they were the first game against the Eagles to start the season and because they're going into a situation now where they're taking on a quality NFC South opponent and they're in danger of going down 0-2.
I'm the Atlanta Falcons guy.
And because we got a lot of Falcons guys and gals out there. So you can find me on Twitter or on Facebook. What game are you most looking forward to? Who's the best trash talker in sports? And Kobe Bryant doesn't count because he's trash talking to no one now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Second and goal from the four. Manhurt, stand up tight end to the right. The fake to McCaffrey. Newton's going to take it himself. Carolina leads. Touchdown. Cam Newton from 4 yards away. Panthers quickly up to the line. Newton hands in the ready position. Turns, gives to Armaugh. Armaugh right up the middle, and it's a touchdown.
Made it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Carolina Panthers Radio Network with Mick Mixon as the play-by-play voice. Panthers doubled up the Dallas Cowboys 16-8. No, not a high-scoring game, but the Panthers look strong. Specifically that front seven. Cam himself had the rushing TD that you heard. He was 17 of 26. Christian McCaffrey got a lot of work. He did have a fumble, but he had nearly 100 total yards. Most importantly, though, it was about making the Cowboys' offense look bad and pushing them back, constantly forcing them into third and long situations. And so the Carolina defense only gave up 232 yards and sacked Dak Prescott 6 times. Cowboys were only 2 of 11 on third down. That's a combination of both the lack of a one wide receiver, lack of a Jason Witten, who's been the security blanket for both Tony Romo and for Dak. For such a long time, you've had guys with a ton of experience knowing how to get open. And not to mention Dez Bryant, big physical wide receiver, will fight you for the football. And so not having those two guys, it's more difficult when you're in a third and long situation and they didn't have a whole lot of success. And so here we go into an NFC South battle for the Panthers now. Could go up 2-0 against the Atlanta Falcons. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. This game will be at the home of Super Bowl 53, which you will see on CBS. And thankfully, it's out of reach, at least for now. There may be rain. There could be some winds. But the city of Atlanta, out of reach of Hurricane Florence. I'm not sure if you've been following it all over the country. Obviously, people who live in the Carolinas, in Virginia, some in Georgia, keeping an eye on the storm, and it's just off of the coast. Already, according to Fox News, at least 150 North Carolina residents are stranded. And so the storm has not even come ashore yet, and there's already a bunch of people who need to be rescued. In addition, at least 185,000 people without power in North Carolina already. And again, the storm is downgraded to a Category 1, but sustained winds of still 90 miles per hour, and it hasn't even come ashore yet. And one of the big dangers of this hurricane is that it's moving so slowly. And so even when it does get over land, it's going to sit there, and it's going to stew. And sometimes when it first comes ashore, it can then reform and gain energy. And so the problem is, it's going to be in one place for a long time, barely moving. And so the rain, it will continue to jump. I was listening to the news on my way home on Thursday morning. Listen to this. Out in the Atlantic, there were waves measured as high as 83 feet under the storm. You guys ever see the movie, The Perfect Storm? That happened off the coast of Massachusetts, but this particular, I mean, that was a movie, though it was based on a true story. But the National Weather Service reported that there were waves as high as 83 feet in the Atlantic underneath Hurricane Florence. 83 feet! Now, she was a Category 5 and 4 for a while, way out to sea. But think about that. So I saw this video that they did on the Weather Channel, and I tweeted it, and I would really implore you to check it out. It's actually scary because they demonstrate what it means to have a storm surge of 3 feet and 6 feet and 9 feet, and what happens when there's this flood or this storm surge that's not just on the coast but can go inland as well, depending on the creeks, depending on the lakes. And so it's this technology, this computer-generated storm surge program, and there's a woman standing in the middle of it as it goes from 3 feet to 6 feet to 9 feet. And 9 feet is a definite possibility. In fact, I saw some models that predicted storm surge up to 14 feet along the coast in the path of Florence. So please, please, please be careful. I know we have a major listening audience in Charlotte. We have a bunch of stations in South Carolina as well. We obviously have Atlanta. We've got stations in Virginia. And so we're thinking of you. Mostly we want you to be safe. And if we can provide some distraction, we certainly will. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So the Atlanta Falcons will get to host this game. That's a benefit against Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. And I keep thinking about the Falcons as this explosive offensive team, because you look at them and they've got Julio Jones, one of the best in the business. And they didn't target Calvin Ridley a whole lot in their opener. He's the rookie out of Alabama, but Mohamed Sanu, Tevin Campbell, Devontae Freeman, who did have a knee injury late. They've got a lot of different guys that they should be able to use. And Matt Ryan did not have a good season opener. And no matter what they tried in the red zone, it just didn't work. They were 1 for 5 in the red zone again, including that drive late in the game in which they could have taken the lead. But no matter what they've looked like in the red zone, whether it's the course of a season or just this one game, problem is you still have to game plan for it. And Cam Newton knows that. So the issue for the Panthers is scoring enough points, because the Falcons themselves can, now they haven't, but they can put a lot of points on the board.
Just their athleticism all around, you know, the field, from the defensive line to the linebacker position, as well as, you know, the secondary. You know, those guys are extremely fast team, one of the fastest teams in the league collectively, you know, when you see from sideline to sideline, and you just got to get after it.
Dan Quinn, of course, the defensive guy, came from Seattle when he was their defensive coordinator, has been with the Falcons now for several years, and that's been his baby. Now, it started out that he didn't have a whole lot of talent to go with his defensive philosophy, but now you've got some guys who've been in that system for a couple years. They, of course, lost Deion Jones, their great linebacker. That's a huge problem. So we'll watch to see how that hole gets filled. Now, on the flip side, one of the best linebackers in the NFL is Luke Kuechly. And if the guy's on the field, he already has 10 tackles. I mean, sometimes it's 13, 15, 17. That's not out of the ordinary for Kuechly. But it's kind of fun to watch Panthers on the field. It was with the Cowboys, because they've got Sean Lee, and those two guys are both so good. So now you've got the Falcons, Dan Quinn's team, that has to deal with Kuechly, who roams the middle of the field for the Panthers.
I think it's his instincts that allow him, you know, when, you know, the pre-snap indicators, where the play is going, you know, his quickness to get to the ball. So there has to be some cat and mouse at times, you know, to say, all right, is this run, pass, which is it? And when we have those against any good player, that helps a lot.
And so that's one of the divisional matchups we've got coming up in week 2. Critical mass for the Atlanta Falcons, because it's a home game and because they are in danger of dropping into an 0-2 hole. All right, so take our poll. Which game are you most looking forward to? And if it's Falcons-Panthers, then quote our tweet and submit your write-in vote. We've got two games we put in the poll that are pulling ahead of the others, but it's early in the poll. You've got lots of time left, so check that out on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And send me a tweet. A lot of you weighing in on Facebook, so I'll get to some of those reactions.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
There's one story in sports from Thursday, and it will continue through the end of baseball's regular season. That is bittersweet. There's an element of awesomeness to it, but there's also an element of sadness to it, and I'll explain that coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook, on Twitter. You can take our poll, either of our social media sites, which is the game you're most looking forward to this weekend. Oh, and I appreciate that you are submitting your athletes for best trash talker in sports. That's kind of funny. And that was more of like an afterthought, hearing Jalen Ramsey yet again. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227 at CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, brought to you by Geico with some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Bob is listening in Cleveland. Bob, welcome to After Hours.
How you doing, Amy?
Good.
Yeah, I was calling in. I'm in a survivor pool. There's 1,300 people in, and 660 took New Orleans.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there were so many games last week that were impossible to figure out. And that seemed like one, okay, Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, plus it's the Bucks, and we know that Ryan Fitzpatrick has the potential to start ripping that ball all over the place. It's just the Tampa Bay has had, if nothing, a really quiet preseason, and most of the talk was about the quarterback they didn't have. And so for them to go into New Orleans, a division opponent, and score 48 points, wowzers.
It was crazy.
So who did you pick?
I'm from Cleveland, but I took Pittsburge.
So doesn't that knock you off?
Because the tie, you're still in.
Well, not in our pool. A tie, you're out.
You're out?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still in, luckily, and this one's $400 a person.
What? You paid $400 for a survivor pool?
Yep.
And there are 1,300 people who shelled out $400 for that pool?
Yes.
Holy crap. You guys are degenerates. Mine was free, so I don't feel quite as bad about losing in week one.
I was in another one that wasn't as costly. I took Arizona, so that one's done.
Well, man, I'm rooting for you. How much do you pay out if you win?
It's $450,000 to the winner.
What? Who's organizing this survivor pool?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, it's illegal, is it?
I don't know.
I bet it is. But best of my knowledge, sports gambling is not yet legal in Ohio or in Pennsylvania.
We're in New Jersey.
Yeah, you are.
He lives in New Jersey.
Mm. So it's not even, it's a private one. Ooh, man, you're
right.
Playing with fire. That guy could take off with your money.
I don't think so. He wouldn't be able to hide.
Okay, well, I'm glad you have that kind of dispensable income. I definitely do not.
You don't get the big bucks there?
Not big bucks that I'm spending on a survivor pool. Are you kidding me? No way.
Well, it's the dream of winning, though. You know, it's almost worth it.
Okay, if you say so. Have you ever won before?
I've won, like, one that was a smaller amount before.
Is this your first time in this pool?
No, we've been doing this like 20 years.
And how many times have you won the 450 grand?
Zero.
So how many times have you give out the 400 and not won?
Well, it's gone up through the years.
Uh-huh.
You know, it started at like 50 and then.
So how much money have you put into this pool and not
last
won?
Last year was 300.
No. So how much money have you put into this pool over 20 years and not won?
too much.
Uh-huh. I'm with you there. All right. So anyway, is there anything else? This was entertaining.
Nah, that's about it.
Okay. Well, man, I hope for your sake you win and you don't get caught by the cops. The gambling
and
police.
My favorite trash talker would be Larry Bird.
Yeah, he was fantastic for sure. All right, Bob. Good luck.
All right. You have a good one.
Thanks.
Hashtag Facepalm Friday.
Yeah, no crap. Oh, my gosh. 20
CBS
years.
Sports Radio.
Woo! There is not a chance. He wants to know if I made the big bucks. I don't care if I make seven figures. I am not buying into a pool in which I have to pay $400.
Jim Rome.
And you're just guessing. You're guessing. Every time you make predictions, the NFL laughs. You have absolutely no control over it. You're just guessing. My gosh. 855-212-4227. Let's see. Let's talk to Michael, who's in Maryland. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Amy?
Uh-huh.
I'm not a degenerate gambler by no means. That, I don't know. people that do that are just out of their mind. But
or they're just broke.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, yes, they are. The Ravens, they laid an egg tonight, even though I'm a diehard Ravens fan. I never saw that coming.
You didn't? You thought they'd go in there and win?
Yes, I did. I mean, the Bengals gave up over 300 yards in passing last week.
Well, they gave
Andrew Luck.
They gave up 300 yards in passing this week, too.
Yes, they did.
Almost 400, but actually.
We didn't keep our hands on the ball.
Well, and gotten a three touchdown hole in the first quarter.
Yeah, I know. AJ Green is something else.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Mixon, I talked to a lot of guys on the radio and from Baltimore, and I told them, you have to keep your eyes on those guys, and if you can't take care of that, then you're going to lose.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to keep you on here.
Okay.
But you have a beautiful voice, and I appreciate a lady that knows what she's talking about when it comes to her sports.
Mm. I'm glad. Thank you, Michael.
All right, take care.
Josh is listening in Atlanta. Josh, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Amy, I have no idea how I can possibly top those last two callers.
Oh, I bet you could try. Please go ahead.
Mike is in the bag, and Bob, with the $450,000 Survivor pool, I mean, you know, that is, you said degenerate. I mean, I would rather
he might have been lying. There is a chance he was making it up.
You don't even know how much money people have, right? I mean, I don't know. That's worse than betting on second half NBA overs. I mean, that's pretty rough, but it's not that
late. I don't even know what that means, but okay.
Second half NBA over.
You don't need to explain it. It's fine. I'm good.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm not up that late these days, but no, I'm enjoying the show. You know, talking about the Falcons, right, and the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a long-suffering Falcons fan. You know, the Super Bowl loss up 28-3. I mean, you could probably go back to the Greek Olympics before AD and not find a bigger choke, right? Big Bulldogs fan, went to the national championship game last year against Alabama. We had the game in the bag.
Nah,
we
you can't have the
lost,
game in the
right?
bag. You cannot have a game in the bag at halftime.
I know,
nope.
I know. We lost.
Nope.
I get it.
Call that a choke. You've got to give credit to Alabama. They did not
definitely
play well in the first half, which is one reason why the Dogs were up.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. That wasn't a choke, but it was heartbreaking, you know, especially when you spend $2,600 for a ticket.
Ooh.
Not $450,000 in a survivor pool like Bob. But
I think the guy was lying.
And then, you know, being a Braves fan, right? I mean, God, one World Series in five. So it's tough, but I will say this. The Falcons, in terms of ownership, are in a really good place. You know, I mean, we are – I think that the Falcons today, Amy, and I'll tie it up pretty quick, are a very finesse football team. We're strong on defense. I think we're pretty finesse on the offensive line. I've watched Cam Newton play since high school and watched him at Auburn. He played high school down here in Georgia. Cam is very unconventional. But if you give him the right defense and some good running lanes, that guy is dangerous. Very dangerous. So I thought the win against Dallas for Carolina was a little bit of fool's gold.
A win is a win. Who cares if it's fool's gold or if they stole a victory? It still counts as a win.
Especially in the NFL. There's no doubt about it.
That's why I prefer pro sports. There's no committee. There's no playoff, National College Playoff Committee. There's no March Madness crew that decides who gets in and who doesn't. Nope. It's all about your record. You are what your record says you are. Fool's gold
and you know
or
what?
No.
And I respect that about the NFL. And I'm a bigger college football fan than anything. You know, somehow, by the grace of God, I graduated from the University of Georgia in 1999. I still don't know how I got out of there. But I love the fact that the NFL has a true tournament. You know, college football with these people sitting around and trying to decide on who goes where. It's like, God, can we just please have a playoff, you know? But
they have a playoff.
you know, it's kind of weak though.
Okay,
you know?
They still have a playoff. It's just
you can't possibly
do what the NFL does because there are 300 something teams, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, in the recruiting aspect of it, I mean, but I've come to respect the NFL game, you know, a lot more. But anyway, I got to go hit my survivor pool and spend about $450K.
Don't
Love
do it,
show, Amy.
Don't
Take
do
care.
It, Josh. Thank you for the call in Atlanta. Don't do it. All right, so here's a new rule for After Hours. If other callers can recognize that we have spoken to someone who is inebriated or intoxicated, it's best that that person not be on the air because that is not necessarily what we're going for. All right, so you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I love that so many of you are excited about this weekend, week two. You are submitting your comments on Facebook. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and I wanted to pass along this nugget from one Albert Breer, who, of course, is a longtime member of the football media. He's part of MMQB and also works for our affiliate in Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub. He tweeted this earlier. He said, Dallas, Carolina, Chicago, Green Bay, and Philadelphia, Atlanta all drew more viewers than all four of the 2018 NBA Finals games. And those three plus the Patriots and Texans outrated Golden State's game four clincher. Well, that was a Friday night. And by that time, the series was just not as interesting. I was going to say boring, but maybe that's overstating a bit. The series was not compelling, certainly not dramatic. But still, that points to the power of the NFL. So for those of you who believe that your boycotts are working, you might want to grab a few more of your friends and try harder. The NFL still is the highest rated sports league and the envy of all other sports leagues, to be sure. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.